Night falls on the horizon over the expanse of leaves and green to the west. The 50 ships that sit in the harbor of Wishmaker's Isle hum quietly as their crews prepare for the journey ahead. The merchants have headed inside the tree to their quarters, anticipating the rush of fanfare and celebration that is to come. A quiet tension electrifies the air as so many sailors begin to dream of wishes being realized into reality. However, one crew does not find solace. This crew has discovered sabotage. Welcome back to Wild Sea!
Wow!
Woo!
Wild Sea!
Woo!
Why didn't you go straight into the mic, coward?
You put your headphones back on.
You fucking...
He's the one who doesn't even have headphones!
Come on.
He doesn't have them and he challenged you on it. That's not fair.
What an asshole.
Come on, I want you to do it. I want you to do it. Hit me.
I am joined again by Michael Thomas Grant, Sam Gulo, Will Mercer, and Dylan Ballard-Nelly, and of course me, Joe Prada, your DM. We're getting back into Wild Sea. Last we left off, there were bombs in the Orca.
Same level of excitement, though.
Hey, everybody, shut up. Everybody, shut the fuck up.
It's just Morca.
We need to get
room sound again. Give one more. Okay, go ahead.
Last we left off. Fuck, I lost it.
No, get it back.
Last we left off, we were in the Morca, and there's bombs in the Morca.
Just Morca.
That's where we start off. You see before you, in this shriveled stomach, there's five orbs that are glowing this light red. Based off of the description that Luca gave you earlier, you think these are the bombs that he was talking about.
Okay. How big are they? Just to remember.
They are the size of Luca's head, so roughly a bowling ball shape.
Okay, but what size?
Roughly.
Like bowling ball.
Bowling ball.
Bowling ball shaped and size.
And size. Yes.
Okay. Bowling ball shaped.
I will
6 foot
you.
3.
The earth is also roughly bowling ball shaped.
I can have these blow up right now. And then we're done. Wow. And then we're done, guys. Vanek, you're the first one to find this.
Great. How far away am I from like, if I called out, would anyone be able
to? People would hear you.
Yeah, I'll maybe call out to Ryze and Sybin and Luca and Hank.
Okay, you call out to the whole crew, everybody by name. So also, we last left off with this montage. Everybody had 3 roles. You guys only have 2 roles left. Sybin, you've used up all of your roles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I believe you have 1 role left?
Got 1 role left.
Cool. Excellent. You call out to everybody in the ship. Everybody rushes down. Sybin, do you rush down? Because you are sleeping along the interior of the ship.
All into the walls and out. And
can't keep that shit up.
Worth a shot.
You don't know.
I'm just seeing what I can get away with, honestly.
He has Strahd powers on his
only
ship.
Only you could do that.
It's his lair.
Actually, no. I'm going to say you can't do that because this is going to make this puzzle too easy for you. You do not phase through the lining of it.
I'll walk down.
You detach yourself and you walk down. Everybody else joins as well?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. You guys walk down to the lower areas of Morca and see that exactly what's been described. The peppermint or the mint that has been eaten and the big sloshes along with like these 5 orbs that are like sticking out along this very like malnourished stomach.
Oh, buddy, you gotta stop eating the glowing things.
Oh, I was hungry.
I know.
What are you saying to it?
Hmm?
What did you just talk to it? Did it talk back?
Oh, yeah, it ate the glowy things. It,
okay. Wait, so they gave it... Okay, oral ingestion is a, I guess, clever thing for a Leviathan ship. That's kind of one of the dangers,
makes
right?
Sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. I mean, I've fed some stuff to a ship before, so I guess this makes sense. Is it comfortable with us cutting some stuff open?
Oh, we don't need to harm him. I'll go in through the mouth.
Oh. I guess that is a...
Those look familiar. Hey, remember when I told you guys that the Teenwa had some, like, bombs or something?
Yeah, man.
Some, like, explosives?
We're all going off of that same information, actually.
I'm pretty sure that's them.
Okay, all right, cool. I'm really happy you're here, man.
Thanks, buddy. We should get those out of his
stuff. Yeah, okay, let's get those out. What can we do to assist you?
I mean...
Do you need me to, like, press on the stomach to try to, like, inch them closer to you?
I just worry about trying to diffuse them in there.
I will say...
Is that what we're trying to do?
Sybin, you're out of rolls.
I can't do this right now.
You know you can guide people through it with, like, instructions, but because you are recovering your healing... Your body is just in a state of fatigue currently.
Yeah, I can't do this. I can't even phase through the ship like I normally can.
So Luca, do you remember? So these are just like vials, right? Can I see them in the?
Yeah, you can actually see them pretty well because
it's like a translucent stomach.
The stomach lining is very, very like weak, and so it's almost like a big plastic bag. It just
yeah, this is like sans. Interstitium.
Mm-hmm. Great. You can see that it is like these giant glass orbs. Like you see the liquid slosh with every movement of the orca kind of makes.
Okay. Because the thing that needs to be severed is the is whatever is going to detonate. You know? So if it's it could be a timed out chemical detonation, or if there's some sort of whisper that's going to go out that's going to react to it.
According to what Luca said, it was hissing when he bumped it.
Yeah, I bumped the box and it went...
So it might just be really unstable.
Hey, buddy, you're going to want to be pretty still for a little bit.
How still?
Oh, could it just be when everyone tries to leave the dock?
Like, you could breathe, but, like, don't be shaken.
Okay. Yeah, when a ship starts.
No, mate?
Once you start
moving. Not yet.
Okay.
Gotta get the glowies out of you before you can mate, buddy.
Okay.
Okay, then, if it seems like it's a physical trigger, then yeah, we'll have to just be super gentle and maybe not even push it out. I mean, could we try to, like, inch it back up?
Does your Morka, the Morka?
Yeah, just Morka.
Have a gag reflex?
In theory, he could throw up, yes.
Hey, buddy, you gotta throw up.
Does it have one of those...
uvulas?
Yeah. I don't have one, but I'm familiar with them.
Okay, you're saying that if the liquid sloshes too much, it could go off.
Well, it went in. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Difference in the violence between... And...
Is there?
Yes.
I mean, well, I think we're not worried about the difference. We're talking about the separation of the violence of... And taking off. Because there's probably a lurch. Either they're expecting a lurch, or if there wasn't a mechanical element, it's either going to be a whisper-related remote detonation, which I feel like I've seen that. Or it's going to be mechanical and them just counting on the fact that, oh, if they shoot our ship, if they shake it, if we take off, something's going to happen.
Unless you have a large quantity of something else, another idea.
You're the explosive boys.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of what I could use to numb it, just so I can cut straight into it. And
the only issue I see with cutting straight into it, I'm not in a current state where I can repair it.
Right.
I'm regrowing.
Yes. 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 I can maybe help after.
Yeah?
Help heal after. I have two more rolls in this montage.
Oh, I didn't think about two rolls in the montage.
Whoa.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
You got to lead with that.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I mean, if we don't get it out.
I also don't mind going in through the mouth.
If you want to go in and be gentle about it. More so than trying to have it all forced out.
And it'll smell much better than normally.
Oh, yeah, it's minty. Great, yeah.
So the plan right now is for you to go in through the mouth and to push, pull, take them out gently. What are you thinking?
Yeah, take them out gently. I think if I could, you know, have some sort of sack with me. This is 5 bowling balls full of liquid.
Mm-hmm.
How big is the ship from stomach to mouth?
Approximately 78 bowling balls.
78 bowling balls.
That's so small.
That's 78 feet. 78.
Yeah, I'd say an average bowling ball, yeah, is about...
A foot?
A foot long? Sure. Add us at all of our Instagrams on Roleplay Game Pod, at Instagram, at Roleplay Game on Twitter. How long is a bowling ball?
I want to say it's a...
Americans will use anything other than metric.
I want to say like a 7-inch diameter.
No, that's
depending on the bowl.
Diameter?
Or sorry, radius.
Radius. Ulna. Yes, makes it a 14-inch diameter.
Let's not get into this. I'd say the Mork is probably about the size, because it's an average size. It's not the biggest, it's not the smallest.
Yeah.
So I'd say I'm gonna say it's the size of the blue whale. That's what I've been picturing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So about 90 feet.
Okay.
Okay. A long total?
Yes.
Okay. So to get to the stomach.
Half that from like the mouth to the stomach?
Yeah.
Okay. 45 feet of crawling prone. Easy.
Okay. So with the remaining rolls that we have, we are going to try to get the bombs out of here. You're going to take a sack with you to try to put them all in a sack?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. How does this happen?
We're going to tie a rope.
Guideline.
Vennec.
Yeah. Guideline.
Yeah.
Vennec.
It's more like a guideline.
Okay.
Vennec's going to go in with this sack and a sack and make a new ball sack.
Perfect. Oh, pulling the ball sack out of the Morka.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you're going to need to give me a roll.
Okay.
Is the title of this episode Operation Ball Sack?
Operation Ball Sack.
I mean, I want to use my anatomical knowledge.
I think I'm going to give you advantage on this because you have explored the inner workings of the Morka.
Yeah,
you came out of the mouth just this last episode.
So like an extra...
Extra die to whatever you're pulling.
Extra die, sharps, and sharps and outwit, baby.
Sharps and outwit, this is it.
We could have put Vennec anywhere. We just so happened
the place where he
also
to be.
Am I still getting? Could I get even an extra die for
using a resource?
For using the compass?
It's been destroyed.
Well, this is.
It's already been used. Destroyed.
I was like, this is 2 minutes later, so I wasn't sure if this was still.
It's been destroyed because you found the bombs using the compass.
Yes, if we're in the window of application.
Nope. Roll them.
Oh my god.
Just a 5.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
I got the opposite of Vennec.
What?
A large strain.
Ah.
Ah, he's a small gay.
He's a small
small, vague queerness.
Small, anything but straight.
Yeah. Anything but.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Okay, cool. This is going to be fun. You are able to climb all the way into the Morka. The Morka, you hear him kind of go, but the gag reflex isn't too big because comparatively, you're very small. You get all the way into the stomach. It's pretty natural for you because you spend some time in the Morka itself. You were able to get to the stomach. You were able to put all of the explosives into the bag.
Mm-hmm.
As you are crawling out, though,
mm-hmm.
the bombs start to fizzle.
Okay.
You're not as gentle as you think you are.
Yeah.
And so now you're going to get a resource, which is 5 activated light bombs.
I thought you were going to say 5 actual seconds.
That would be much better. So yeah, you're able to, 5 activated fire bombs.
Great.
You're crawling out of the mouth and you have them, but you hear the sizzling is starting to build.
Wait, and fire bombs?
Fire bombs.
Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Throw them out of the tree.
No, I guess throw them out of the tree, but it's fire, so
you
have catch everything.
At one roll left.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem dire. Like, it doesn't seem like these are about to explode, but the sizzling is unnerving. You feel if you just set on these that they might go off without warning.
Okay.
I'll let you know when it starts to get dire.
Okay. Rise, how fast can you climb?
Pretty fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
The smoker's lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get there?
Yeah.
It's fireproofed. These are gonna explode with fire. What? Two stories up, right? How far? Five stories up.
I can do it.
Is that closer or farther than the Teen Wall?
Farther.
Nothing here can catch fire right now.
Yeah.
Too many people are asleep. Okay. I don't have anything that can help unless liquid flesh is going to help. But yeah, that's all I can give you is I think take it to the smoker's lounge.
All right. Let's put it through the paces.
All right. You hand off the sack of bombs to Reverend Rise.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Rise, what do you do?
I'm going to put them in my easy bake oven.
I don't think it's not big enough.
Not big enough?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you can
classic,
maybe
classic,
get one bowling ball.
Classic five bowling ball size.
Yes, size easy bake oven. So not only is it a lateral movement, it's a vertical movement.
Yes, it's a little bit of both.
And we have to secure these in a way.
Nah.
That brachiating wouldn't cause them to go off.
Just don't move. Problem solved.
This might be the last we see of Reverend Rise.
No.
This would be neat.
Reverend Rise seen the neat. Iron Giant?
I go. You stay. No follow.
To kind of add some input into this.
Yeah.
The idea of bringing it into the tree itself
is hilarious.
It has logic to it because fire is very dangerous in the wild sea. And going into the smoker's port, it is fireproof.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a big metal tin. You don't know the velocity of these explosions.
Right.
You don't know who's there,
mm-hmm.
if this is going to hurt bystanders. But the most encroaching issue is movement. As you kind of do the handoff and kind of see these bombs shake, they start to sizzle a little bit more. Your guess was right. The movement causes these bombs to trigger. So any sort of movement from here on out could lead to a potential setting these bombs off.
Got it.
Keep that in mind. You guys are aware of this. The tree is not a bad idea. That is going to cause minimal damage, but depending on whether you get there or not.
Yeah,
if
trying to decide how.
If 2,000 people die mm-hmm. on this spit, that is better than having another north pillar of smoke that burns for eternity. You know, that's mm-hmm. That's my thinking. You have to centralize it.
Any step we take towards the tree comes with risk.
Yeah.
Right? We are also, the sea is that way.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like right next to us. We don't know how big this is, but if we get it up and out over the ocean,
of course, Reverend Rise goes, what if we take it to the sky?
Yeah.
Oh my God, a yeet and skeet.
We don't have any ranged weapons.
We do. I brought a harpoon.
Oh, yeah.
Giant thing that's been on his back this whole time.
But see, here was my problem is like, because on one hand, maybe we could like tie a rope to it, but that's going to cause the same lurch motion.
Yeah.
And then we spread the fire out across the sea. I like where you're headed.
Wait, didn't you take all the scrap of the of that little mushroom boy's hot air balloon?
I do have leather.
A red leather balloon?
A red leather balloon.
You could absolutely try to make a little hot air balloon in this instance.
I got nothing to make that.
I don't know who's docked nearby.
Where we can get hot air.
Would I know of a rattler?
Not at this moment.
Okay.
All the captains are to themselves right now. It's just you guys.
Okay.
Does anybody have any skills in like?
No, I don't think.
None of us have rattle hand skills. No. I'm all.
Yeah, Jimmy. I can delve.
Hey Jimmy, where's our rattle hand at?
Damn it.
Hey Jimmy, do we have a rattle hand?
But you don't have like. Scavenge.
Hi Jimmy.
I have one scavenge.
No, yeah, I don't have any of that.
Concoct.
I have concocted up the Wizwood.
Or
actually, how's this? Can I
brace?
Can
yeah, I would use one of those skills.
If we're doing any sort of Hail Mary, no TPK kind of thing, mm-hmm. I would be happy to try to see if I can analyze this and see what I could put in it to neutralize the bombs.
Ooh.
To at least tone them down, because I have so many, I have so much sure. stuff I could work with.
You have high concoct?
Yes. Okay. And I actually just realized something hilarious.
Uh-huh.
The thing that I want to use, and thus the thing that would allow us to help people, I'm going to use my favorite resource that I was looking forward to using at another time. And I would like to concoct with it and breathe it into a vial of ghost spores that will then infest these bombs. And I'm going to combine, I'm going to imbue these ghost spores with the whisper of the comforting dark to cause them to make the bombs not explode.
Interesting. So you're going to take your, what? Sorry, your what?
My specimen, my vial of ghost spores that I got from our bomb maker.
Jarvis.
Who now we don't have... Yep. access to,
yeah,
but we have 24 other ships worth of bombs that we need.
So you're going to try to imbue the whisper that into the bombs themselves?
I'm going to imbue the spores in with the whisper, and then I'm going to put the spores into the bombs.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. You are able to find like where this glass case was sealed off. It almost looked perfectly permanent, but you found like there was like a plastic sealant.
Okay.
That was kind of welded in shut with a lining.
Mm-hmm.
Your pincher is able to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're able to put both of your specimens and the whisper imbued into your little stop and go.
I've used my tool belt, so I would need to roll to make it.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
All right, so how are we going to do this?
Since I'm using my my drinking thorn, can I add a dice to this? Because this is concoct and sharps.
I'm going to say...
concoct and instinct.
I'm not going to say that you get a die because you're using your drinking thorn, because your drinking thorn is what is allowing you to do it.
Yeah.
So it's not going to give you advantage.
Okay.
But definitely add those two resources that you're using. Use one die for both of the resources that you're using.
Okay.
Go for it.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, don't explode. Oh, my God.
That's a lot of fours.
You have a five.
You got a five.
You got a five.
Yeah.
Four or five is two, saying, so two
fours,
conflict.
Two fours and a five.
Five is a conflict.
But there's a twist to it.
Okay. I haven't rolled a six. A four still means that the thing is successful.
Yeah, successful.
It doesn't mean
with a conflict.
We have to stop the podcast.
Yeah, you are able to concoct everything into your, what is it called? Your thorn?
My drinking thorn?
Your drinking thorn. And then you inject it into all five of these fire bombs. And as you do, you drop it in. You see the liquid, this oily red, like glowing liquid just kind of like slowly simmers as the drop infuses with it into this inky gray black, as if everything has been diffused. The intensity of the boil, like all the bubbles, are still there,
mm-hmm.
but the color has changed dramatically.
Mm.
I changed these resources that you now have. Instead of five active fire bombs, you now have five active ghost spore bombs.
Okay.
What is the twist?
Because we're doing this out on the dock, one of the Teenwa members sees him defuse these.
Interesting.
Why would you do that to us?
Oh. Is that what we want? If somebody's got something better.
No.
I mean, he finds an active rifle to assist us.
So Jarvis the thief, kicking at the bottom of this boat, finally gets a loose board off. And pops his head out right in front of an active bomb.
We really need a helpful twist, guys.
helpful twist would be good.
So there's still active bombs.
So some ideas for a creation. Doubles has an additional small unexpected benefit. So we can actually add some adjectives onto these bombs if you would like.
Vile.
Vile. Helpful. Helpful, Will.
Phrase triggered active bombs.
Phrase triggered active bombs. I'm going to choose that one. Yes. Because it's imbued with a whisper, you know instinctively that if you say the whisper that these bombs are now infused with, they will trigger.
Okay.
They are still active, though.
Right. So nobody go say...
Don't.
TCD.
I'll give everybody a pass. What was the phrase?
The comforting dark.
Comforting.
Psych!
Dumb shits.
No passes on my ship.
Double bluff.
Are they active like they're responding to movement still?
No.
Or the phrase has taken over?
I think the phrase has taken over.
Great.
I think with that twist, the phrase has taken over, so the imminent threat of moving them is no longer an issue.
Cool. Great.
Nice work.
Yeah, Doc.
So.
At this point, Luca has been inside kind of just rubbing against Morka to try to keep him calm, and I'm going to pop my head up. What are you guys doing over there?
I need more whispers.
What do we want to do with these now?
What?
Well,
I can think of many good things to have a bomb for.
Oh yeah, same. It's actually really, really nice to have 5 bombs. It's not it's not nice to have 120 additional bombs of these exact
somewhere
types
around here,
just in mysterious places. Oh my god, I just got so tired.
Yeah, that's all your rolls.
I know. As if I just ran out of rolls and I'm like, oh man, oh Michael should roleplay.
Michael,
more.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to our audience, Michael. Jesus Christ. But yeah, roleplay.
How about some fucking effort?
You know, I don't know if this is something we can take to the wishmakers. I don't know if this is something that we could, you know, we make a pamphlet and we take it around to the ships or something. I mean, do we just ring a bell? You know, I mean, like, what's...
I'm going to move this conversation back inside the Orca.
To be truthful, we have a couple of ways to go about this. My fear is that whether or not Tinoa did this by themselves or not is the question.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Tinoa's men have complete run of the underdocks here. But my guess is that they wouldn't. And if they don't, the Wishmakers are in on this in some way.
Well, then I feel like if only we had like some sort of direct enemy of the Wishmakers who wants us to succeed and undermine, I don't know, like in some sort of like dark room. On this ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, we do have Eve, though.
You know, I love how you
think. I don't
think
Eve likes the Wishmakers.
Yeah, you guys are so smart. You guys get it.
I'll go see if I can talk to Eve.
This is why, and I just keep like passive-aggressively congratulating them
while you go do your thing. For the rest of the night, that's what you're doing.
Yeah. He's
not sleeping.
Can he actually get an extra roll for this? To see how well
he's so tired. He just has like his fingers on the bridge of his nose.
Yeah,
just saying like
nonstop.
Just yeah, and you.
Simon goes back to sleep, and you continue to belittle him.
Yeah.
You guys,
do you need any spores to get through the night, bud?
Rise. You go down to where Eve is, down in the darkest part of the ship, the quietest part. The spores have been cleared out. Eve is still there. Some of the fruit's been eaten that Simon has left, but she is still quietly meditating to herself. And as you enter, she looks up to you and says, and she just looks up to you, wanting to say something, but she doesn't.
Pardon my intrusion. I'm going to ask things in a way that hopefully you don't have to answer a question.
She nods.
Your connection is strong.
She nods. Affirms.
The meditation is helping, but we can do more for you.
She kind of glares at you with a nod.
Mm. You were made about a week ago.
She shakes her head.
You were made with a longer amount of time.
She shakes her head.
So, you were born yesterday.
She shakes her head.
You were born today.
She nods her head.
For somebody born today, you're rather adept with a knife.
She gives you a very suspicious look. She straightens out. She doesn't know where this conversation is going, but she's ready for anything now.
I think, and I'm pretty sure I'm right, that Sybin interacted with you on a psychological level. And what I want to do with you is make you know your body. I'm going to toss the knife back at her.
It lands in front of her. It skits just at her feet.
I'm going to switch on over to Rock'em Sock'em hands. So come on. Once you know this, you'll be more connected to everything around it. This is your anchor. Your body is an anchor.
She was very hesitant as you're talking about this. But the more that you talk her about it, she picks up the knife and she stands up on her feet and she takes a wobbly stance and she looks at you, cold in your eyes.
Yeah, you caught me off guard last time. I was underestimating you.
She gives you the coldest glare.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's see it.
She's still hesitant.
Rule one, don't be hesitant. And I'm going to go in for her.
You're going to hit her? Uh-huh. How many rolls do you have left?
I have two.
You have two rolls. Okay, yeah, go to hit her.
So this, I'm going to go full iron and break.
K.O.
Knock her out, dude.
Yeah.
What is your intent?
My intent is to... I want to...
Kill her.
Yeah, I want to kill her. No, I want to know how... We want her to feel like that she's, like, being and alive. So making sure that there's, like, reflexes and muscle memory and yeah. things like that. What are the full limits in her capacity? What... Because when you know your limits, you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm fully trying to, like...
Yeah.
Basically have a spar with her.
Okay. Gotcha.
Stop trying to hit me and hit me.
Yeah. So spar and really activate her body to...
Right.
Gotcha. Come in tune with herself.
Exactly.
Cool. All right. Roll them.
Teeth and break. Teeth and break.
Break teeth.
It's a six.
Six, five, three, and a one. Yeah. You describe it to me. How do you hit her? How do you hit this woman?
How do I hit this woman?
But describe it to me. What
I'm helping. I'm helping. I'm helping. I'm helping.
Oh, boy.
But what is it? How do you try to activate her sense of defense?
It's going to be broad, really heavy sweeping at first.
Okay.
And it's going to start to get faster upon that. Okay. So I know that she's fast, but it's really going to be like, full slam, and then into like big wide swings because his arms would just get so lanky with these little big slinkies he's got on them.
So full on DK into the up B.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Your first big swing lands right on her cheek. Like it knocks her down to the ground and it surprises the shit out of her.
The second she hits the ground, I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to say get up.
Exactly. Yeah. And she's ready now. Her bell has been rung, but she's so quick to jump back on her feet with her knife in her hand that the second the swing comes by, she does the same move that she did to earlier, which is kind of like sweeps around your back, but you're ready for it this time and you don't let her stab you. You fight back. You do a swing down and it just catches her ribcage.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you push her out basically into like a big open area, not just this small room. So now you're in this like dark, dingy, like undergrowth where all the fungus and spores are.
Mm-hmm.
And she's ready. And you turn around and you do another big swing, those faster swings. And she comes at you with a stab. and it gets past all of your punches, and she's able to just deliver it right to you. Roll to save for that.
Sure. Now I'll do brace irons. That's right. Brace irons.
Brace die.
It's a four.
That's a four and two ones.
So yeah, conflict. But not a failure.
Not a failure.
And a twist.
You take this knife. Mm-hmm. You try to dodge it. Like, you're also trying to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But she is just too quick for you. She sinks this knife straight into, like, your easy
bake. My easy bake. No.
So right now, your easy bake oven is going to be injured.
Okay.
And I'm going to put that as a two track.
Okay.
Easy bake oven, broken, two tracks. But when she does, when she stabs you right in the middle of your easy bake oven, she lets out this visceral scream. She goes, "Yeah!" And you, when she screams, this giant, like, pulse of energy just emanates from her, and she lands it, and you just feel, like, this release on her. Like, she feels, like, open, free, released, and she just holds the knife there in you, just standing there. You've done it.
There you go.
You did it. And, yeah, you're no longer hitting her, and she's just there. That is the third track marked.
Woo!
You are able to free Eve.
Yay!
Congratulations, guys.
Free Eve.
So the twist?
I think she just, a whisper maker just yelled into your chest. I feel like a whisper feels appropriate.
Whisper
the twist is she starts maniacal laughing. We have freed her from her chains. The BBEG is unlocked.
Will, I know you're trying. You're playing favorites. You want me to. No, I'm going to go with the whisper. I think the whisper will be, it's not going to be, but the whisper will be, your voice is my voice.
Ooh.
That's what she releases when she lets out with that. And you capture that in your broken easy bake oven. She pulls the knife out and she goes, fuck. They're going to blow up your ship.
Yeah, we learned that.
It's explosive bombs. The minute you lurch, it's just everybody's going to blow up.
Got it. Yep.
25 other ships. They're going to do that.
Do you know what ships?
Yes, I do. I do know all the ships that are going to blow up.
Okay.
Oh my God. Thank you. Oh my fucking God. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I heard somebody scream. Is everyone okay in here?
Luca, yes.
So also, you're completely autonomous now.
I think so.
Answers the question. That's good.
I think so. Yeah, it feels so much different. I don't feel like I'm connected to them anymore. I feel like I'm my own person.
Who planted these bombs?
Several captains, but it was done by the Wishmakers. The Wishmakers gave them several captains access to the underdogs and dismissed all the security for tonight that they were going to plant these bombs in the ships.
All right. If you could tell us which ones.
Yeah, and yeah, she goes through a full list. I will say, at this point, it is very late into the night. And there's
We shouldn't even warn anyone. Let's just go to bed.
There is only one person who has any roles left, and that is Luca. There's a handful of captains that you've met that you recognize. These are the ships that are going to blow up. Captain Sicklenotch, Captain Swindlin' Daisy, Captain Altadena, Captain Lamont, Captain Starwisher, Captain Fee, who you had an interaction with, Captain Densbark. But otherwise, all of these ships, excluding yours.
How many is it?
Out of 50, it's 25. 25 ships.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus.
So if you guys want to take a look, if there's any captains that you want to
save.
But it does bring up a good point.
No.
Why were these chosen?
As you guys are talking to Eve, I think Eve is kind of come out into the main area. She's discussing to you, she's telling you all the ships that are going to be blown up very soon. At the start of the race, she explains to you that these bombs were triggered by movement. And so the sudden lurch of the start of the race will cause all these ships to blow up immediately tomorrow at the start of the race, because not all the bombs have been disarmed. As far as who was a part of it, she's able to tell you that Milo Stars was given access to the dock. She tells you that...
that's why he had the key.
Jarvis the Thief was given access to the docks. and his crew, and then Captain Tinwa. So the three captains that were assigned with the bombs are Jarvis the Thief, Milo, and Tinwa.
Got it. Do, was there any sort of reasoning as to why they picked the ships that they did?
He was able to tell you with a straight face, it was at random.
Gotta warn somebody. So you said Plucky Patty was not one of the people on the list.
Plucky is not on the list.
Okay, but Starkiller was.
Yes.
Star Wisher.
Star Wisher.
Star Wisher and the Swindling Days.
Yes, Star
Swindling
Wisher.
Days are the two that you guys would know that you've had contact with.
Because the one I'm aware of is Star Wisher.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Oh, no.
Star Wisher's got his handled.
Star Wisher, I think, is the only one on that list that we are officially allied with.
Mm-hmm.
We are?
I think so.
I thought we had Swindling Daisy, Seaborn, Star Wisher.
No, the Swindling, I think we're getting, the Livery Windsor is the Dandelay.
Yeah. Dandelay one. You met the Swindling Daisy. She was one of the dancers at the bar.
Yeah.
You didn't fully ally.
Big beefy Ketra.
Yeah, she was flirting with Simon.
The Raveler.
Mm-hmm. Liked Luca for being dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And we can rely on that. Mm-hmm. So,
thanks.
I'm liking Luca. Hell yeah.
And she'll really probably be our friend if we warn her.
Yeah. Livery Windsor wasn't on the.
Livery Windsor was not on the list.
Good. Okay. Yeah, I think Swindling Daisy and Star Wisher.
Those would be the ones, but I think we only have time for one.
I think we can. I think first thing in the morning.
I think something to keep in mind. These are also your competitors.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. So, truly, I'm more afraid of Star Wisher than I am of Swindling Daisy. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong on that.
And I also think Luke is the one who had the most contact with Star Wisher.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it is your call.
Well, you'd also do nothing, Eve says to you guys. Like, the less racers are the better. Well, I wanted to make sure that you guys had your bombs defused, and it sounds like you guys took care of that fine.
The thing about poison is that it typically has to be concentrated enough that it requires a certain degree of elegance. If these are all fire bombs, these are on the outside of this spit. This spit will burn. The area around the spit will burn. Fire is forbidden on the open sea for that reason.
The Wishmakers know this. And they're prepared to put out the flames once the damage has been done.
Do we even trust that? I don't know that they put it out.
Well, I don't think...
As they're discussing this, I'm looking... Because I've taken the token that Patty gave me, the jewel. I've kind of like tied it into... Like the beard fur on the.
Yes.
I'm kind of just looking down and I'm just like thinking to myself, like, I don't think Patty would let these people just die because they're competitors. I should help somebody.
You have that thought. What do you do?
Because I don't know if I even know where Star Wisher's ship is, but I know they know where Swindling Daisy's is.
No, I don't know if we do.
No, I don't think you guys have an exact location, but you could find it. I don't think it's hard. We're going to say that there's name posts on the edge of all these docks for that. Who's there?
I know, because in my mind I'm telling myself, Patty wouldn't just let these people die just because. But I don't know how familiar I am with Swindling Daisy. I know I'm partners with Star Wisher, so I'm probably going to... Like, try to book it to his ship just to give a warning.
Luca, you rush out of the ship.
Yeah.
You see Luca just takes off on foot. And all of you are too tired to chase after him.
Thank you for listening. Check us out online at roleplaygamepod.com, where you can find links to our socials and all of our other episodes. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/RPGPOD. Again, that's roleplaygamepod.com and patreon.com/RPGPOD. Thank you again for listening.